Well, good evening, and I have got Henry Weston's Vintage Cider Medium Dry, the Monster 8.2%, and my Old Rosie, the original Cloudy Cider Weston's glass, and some apple, and I've just had some of that wonderful Jarlsberg cheese. Really excellent, really nutty flavour. It leaves Edam in the dust, I have to say, because Edam ends up just tasting of soap after that. So this is a cider which I only really, really enjoy on a day when I'm definitely not going to be driving, because it is a beast at 8.2%. Incredible. I'm just going to take a picture of it, and then I'm going to give you the tasting. Let's see if we can get a picture with apple. Picture with apple. There we go. That'll do. Right, so the point of the pictures is so that you can see the different colours and textures of the ciders themselves, because they are quite different. So the British vintage is the darkest gold, and the cloudy is obviously a very different sort of, you know, light wheaten colour, but opaque. And now this one is a very light gold, actually, considering, you know, it's obviously been oaked a good bit, I think. Boy, it's just, oh, it's tasting like toffee cheesecake, or a really melting toffee, apple toffee moment. Tastes like the cheese and the apple together. It's just, oh, it's so velvet. It's just sliding over my tongue. I think, to be fair, you know, a lifetime spent where you actually did nothing else apart from perhaps learn to play the piano and chess, and you just drank Henry Weston's vintage cider with apple and chunks of cheese. I really don't think there's any particular need to do anything else in life. You've hit life's finest hour, I think, you know. This is the Monster cider at the top of the trees, and I struggle to find something better, really. But we're going to make a challenge of that this year and see if I can get out and about into Britain and find anything, and possibly something better. But this really is the benchmark, I think. I feel so greedy for it, you know. Absolutely perfect to be eating raw apple and drinking cider. I'm going to make broth out of lentils and vegetables and some bacon for later on. And I'm going to have one of my absolutely mad beetroot pea omelettes tomorrow. I'm attempting this year, I'm attempting to drink more water, but so far I haven't. I've drunk a little bit of water today, about half a pint. It's quite good for me. But yeah, it's incredibly good for you, and just trust me on this one, because I do this all the time, and I think I live a pretty nice life. It's incredibly good for you to just put your feet in a warm foot bath, which I'm just doing right now. Just have some cheese and apple. Totally relax. Don't have any voices. So don't have any music on. Don't have the radio going. Don't have any family members or friends around. Just be on your own and just mull over, you know, a couple of pints of British vintage medium dry cider, and you cannot go wrong with Henry Weston's. It's as good as you're going to get, apart from Sheppey. And I'll do a separate study on Sheppey a little bit later into the year. Really investigate all their wonderful, wonderful ciders. Actually get down to Somerset is my plan, and go and see what I can pick up from the farm. And you can freely wander through the orchards. I like to take recordings of the birds in the orchards. It's very, very, very calming. I think for me, cider, it's such a heritage in Britain, and the very most beautiful parts of Britain, you know. And of course they're beautiful because of the cider orchards being in blossom for sometimes 6 weeks, and it attracts a great deal of wildlife. Not many tourists, in fact none, because nobody knows where they are. And it's one of Britain's really great spectaculars, the cider orchards. Fields of cider orchards, usually on rolling hills, you know, in full blossom. And you will see them for sure in Herefordshire and Somerset. But not many people know where they are or bother going. And that's a terribly sad thing. It's one of our greatest glories, you know, through April and May, cider orchards in full blossom. I mean, it is utterly breathtaking and jaw-dropping. And to me, a life that doesn't include going out of your way to find these orchards isn't a life, okay? And I'm saying you need to get a life. You need to get cider inside of your life. That's what I'm saying. Because cider is, you know, our purest heritage. Completely unspoilt counties full of cider apples. Incredible. It's utterly, unbelievably, inexplainably incredible. Henry Weston's medium dry vintage cider, 8.2% on a day off. And have very simple food, you know, like I've said before, Ploughman's. For me, Ploughman's is cheese and apple, but I don't mind a hunk of ham as well. And I'm going to cook some broth later on. So that's it. That's the story for the day. Foot bath. You know, I actually, today was the day I went paddling for the first time this year. That's February the 25th. And the tide very conveniently came in for me with its little frenzied white ponies, you know, pressing shorewards. And I thought to myself, hey ho, get the old boots off, you know, roll the jeans up and let's go paddling. Which I did for about an hour. And there I was, part of the natural landscape of the huge Horseshoe Bay extending from Dover to Dungeness, which is called the East Road. Not many people know that, but you do now. It's the East Road, okay? Particularly from Hythe to Dungeness, the East Road. And it's part of the Strait of Dover. So, very British. Just use cider as a great opportunity to put your feet up, do nothing, meditate. Just be totally in the moment of how good your life is because of how simple it is. There's no noise, there's no people, there's no distractions, there's no canned entertainment. It's just you, the apple, the cheese, the cider, and you're looking forwards in May, April, May, to going and having a really good, you know, deep draught of breath in an apple orchard somewhere. Get out and about, and whatever you do this year, do not miss the apple orchards. If you do, for some reason, miss them in April, May, the next best time is September, October, when the apples are in full bloom, you know. But the wonderful thing about cider is it lasts through the year, and we can get all of the glory of that blossom and that bird song and that beautiful breeze rustling the green grass and the longhorn cattle, you know, and the out of the way places where, do you know what? I believe this to be true. The cider orchards themselves lend to the splendid perfectness of the air. It's not polluted there. It's air you used to breathe 40 years ago. Beautiful, incredible. What we owe to our cider heritage. And so to make the most of it, have one day a week where you do nothing but just enjoy the very, very best of British ciders. I introduced some a little bit earlier in January. Dunkerton's was a most excellent Herefordshire cider that I highly recommend. But when you're shopping for ciders, you know, do be very, very careful. And my top tip is don't buy anything that's 4%. You're just throwing your money away. You know, it's just alcopop. Anything 6% and above, that's a British cider. And if it's oak matured, so much the better. That's what you want to get down you. You know, the people in the 1600s believed it was good for the gall. Right? It was really good for your gut. Nothing is as good for the gut as cider. Okay? So get out cider, and enjoy a bit of cheese and ham or whatever it is you eat, you know, mordle your insides with. But really do learn to know your ciders. If you're a newbie at cider, I wouldn't really go for this 8.2% to start with, but I'm certain you'd love the vintage pear, okay? And then the original cloudy, which is in an orange label, that's very, very good. Very nice cider. And then I'd step up to the British vintage cider, okay? And then after that, I'd start wending my way up towards the, you know, colossus of them all. Henry Weston's medium dry vintage cider, 8.2%, and it is a specific vintage. It's 2024. Oaked in huge vats, big enough for you to sleep in, right? You could make a little house out of one of them. You really could. If you were a goblin, it would be a huge house. If you were a fairy, it would be an absolutely outstandingly massive palace. Chin chin.